The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Adam in London. I tell you what, one British politician or Scottish politician drives me nuts is that Nicola Sturgeon. Anyway, she had a nose rubbed in it in the general election recently. Now the independence thing might be off the menu. Adam.
Yes, here we go. We're going to drive you nuts again then. Scotland's First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, says she has, here's the quote, reset her timetable for a second referendum on Scottish independence.
That means I got belted up in the election.
Yeah, exactly. It's about as close you get to an admission of defeat and failure.
Correct.
As you get. But essentially, the Scottish Nationalists lost 21 of their 56 seats. Their share of the vote dropped 50% to 37%. And Nicola Sturgeon says she's had hundreds of conversations and is listening to what people say. The Scottish Nationalists, by their very name, are at heart a one-policy party. They want nationalism.
Yeah.
But if they had a referendum now, they may well lose, and if they lost a second time, that would be it for 100 years. So she will bide her time. And no doubt we'll still get one, but probably 5-10 years away.
Yeah, it's called overplaying your hand. Sturgeon started to believe her own publicity, I think, and she's had a nasty shock. Is there some concern about the 8% increase in expenses for the Queen?
Well, I think on the one hand, it's not that much, really, an 8% increase. And basically, the Queen's costing us 65 pence per person in the UK, which is about the same as a stamp, which has the Queen's head on it, after all. But there again, if you consider that in 6 years, her costs have gone from 31 million to 82 million, and that an 8% rise is roughly eight times the kind of average public pay increase, and that people don't tend to have private planes to fly from one palace to another like Prince Charles, and don't expect the government to fork out £370 million for a refurbishment, as is happening at Buckingham Palace. There's a little bit of have and have not at the moment in the UK, and of course the Grenfell Tower fire also stressed that. So it may just be the timing's not terribly good.
Good, it's well explained, well explained. I mean, I think you get a lot of value from the Queen, but nonetheless the pros and cons you've handled there very well, Adam. Good to talk to you. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist in London.